In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. While lots of people were eagerly digesting a certain report from the Department of Justice, there were a select few poring over the details of another long-awaited document, the U.S. International Trade Commission's independent assessment of how an updated NAFTA, now known as the USMCA, will affect the U.S. economy. President Trump has touted USMCA as a big improvement over its predecessor. Anyway, the big takeaway here is that if implemented, the new NAFTA would have a small, positive impact on the U.S. economy. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more.
When the International Trade Commission tallied up all the different ways the USMCA's new rules and provisions will ripple out through different industries, it found the U.S. economy will be 0.35% larger with the USMCA in place than it would be if we just stuck with the old NAFTA. 0.35%.
I'm surprised it's so large, even though it's still a very small number.
Doug Irwin is a trade economist at Dartmouth College.
This is an incremental change on an agreement that's already pretty pre-trade.
But some of the biggest differences impact the auto industry, like increasing the share of cars and car parts that have to come from the three NAFTA countries. The report found those changes will have a mixed impact. Inu Monik is a visiting scholar at the Cato Institute.
Cars are going to become a little bit more expensive in the United States, and not as many people are going to buy them, although there will be more employment in that sector.
The report is one step in the USMCA's long journey through Congress. But Manick says its findings aren't likely to change many politicians' minds. Those for or against the deal will likely stay that way. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.